Either. So we are going to begin the recording. Good evening, everybody. Welcome to this AfraLo call on Wednesday, 10th of June, 1813 UTC. On the English channel, we have Barak Otieno, Sean Ojichi, and Beran Gillen. On the French channel, we have Brahim Ousman, Aziz Ilali, Abdel Jalil Bachar Bong, Daniel Nangarka, and we have Apollo Chaz from Etienne Dishimbi. For the staff, we have Heidi Ulrich, Sylvia Bivanko, and Gisela Gruber, and our interpreters this evening are Camilla and Claire. Please give your name for the transcript and for the interpreters, so they can identify you on the other channel. Thank you very much. Aziz, you have the floor. Thank you, Gisela. Good evening, everybody. I'm very glad to participate, to attend this conference call of June. We are going to begin with our agenda that you can see on the Adobe Connect or on the Wiki page, and we are going to begin with the public consultation. We have 10 of them. First, there is the comment made by the CCWG on the approval proposed for the responsibility or accountability of ICANN. Everybody knows that it is very important to identify the accountability for the IANA transition. So maybe you know it, that the deadline to close the public consultation was first on the 3rd of June, then it was postponed to the 10th of June, and I have checked on the website, the last deadline is on the 12th of June. So you still have time to do some input. There were a lot of comments. AfraLo made a lot of comments. Maybe you have received the proposals of the common declaration of AfraLo, in which we have participated. We have also participated in that public consultation, and we are going to speak about that. The second item is on the amendment about stakeholder charter of registry group charter about the GTLD registries. As you know, in March 2015, the stakeholders of the GTLD, the RISG, presented some amendment for its charter for the first step of this process. So the SIC has asked to have a consultation forum to consult the community about this charter amendment. The third item is about the proposal to renew the contract with and the release of country and territory names for some TLDs at second level. The fifth item is about the proposed schedule and process operational improvements for AOC and the sixth item is about the WHOIS. It is about comments from the community, to obtain comments from the community on the initial report for the GNSO policy on issues related to accreditation for proxy services accreditation and privacy issues. So ICANN is going to implement an accreditation program for its providers about privacy and proxy services. The next item is the proposed renewal from 2005 for the registry .cat about Catalonia. This proposal is the result of discussion between ICANN and the register called .cat. And the next item is also about a proposed renewal of .pro. It is, again, something that ICANN is asking for the renewal of an agreement from 2010 of this registry, .pro, and the discussion between ICANN and the registry are taking place. And the last item is about the release, the draft report for the review of the generic name supporting organization. So this is about the public consultation. Now we are, if there are no intervention about these issues, we are going to move to the next item, that is to say the report, first item of our, third item of our agenda, and this is the recent and upcoming activities of ALAC. As Tijani is not with us, we are going to, and Aja is not with us, we are going to ask Beran to take the floor to speak about the recent and upcoming activities of ALAC. Beran, you have the floor.
Hi, yes, this is Beran. Can you hear me?
Beran, we can hear you. Go on.
Okay. Great, yes. I just wanted to give a short report of the discussions we've been having at ALAC. One of the things we've done, we've convened a new group. It's called the New Meeting Strategy Working Group. And what this working group will be looking at is looking at the new meeting strategy that's going to be used by ICANN starting next year meeting, which will be in Marrakesh in March. So the new meeting strategy working group will be looking at the different sets of meetings. So if some of you are not okay with the meetings, there'll be A meetings, B meetings, and C meetings. A meetings will be for 6 days, and it will be very much like the current ICANN meeting that we have, with starting on Sunday and ending on Thursday. The B meetings will be much shorter, and it will be for just 4 days, and it will be always the second meeting of the year. And it will be mainly based on outreach. So what will happen is most likely that the B meetings, wherever it's being held, people within that region would be invited into ICANN meetings, and a lot of outreach will be done by the advisory committees and the supporting organizations. Now, the C meetings will be much longer, and they'll be at the end of the year, and they'll coincide with the AGM. So those will be for 7 days. And basically, the reason the working group was convened is to look at how this change in meeting structure would affect the at-large, especially the railroads, because if you remember, we had submitted some requests to the finance subcommittee with regard to a general assembly for Morocco. And some of the things the working group will be looking at is how feasible those general assemblies will be. Most likely, they'll only be able to be held at the A and C meetings, because the B meetings are too short and we will not have enough time for a general assembly. So the working group is open. If there's anyone that is interested, I'm a co-chair in the working group with my fellow ALAC member, Raf Fatani. We're co-chairing the working group, and these are some of the things we'll be looking at. So if you have any ideas, the first meeting for this new meeting strategy is Marrakesh. So this will be the first time that we'll be using this new meeting format. So for Marrakesh, we would like to come up with ideas on how we would want to approach the 7-day meeting, 6-day meeting. So if you have any suggestions, please let us know. If you want to join the working group, that would be excellent. We're currently working on a draft And it would be great if we can have your feedback before Bonus airs. And another thing we've been looking at, I think it's been continuous, is the work of the CCWG Accountability and the CWG IANA, which we've had now a permanent working group, which was an ad hoc working group initially, but is now a permanent working group where we look at both the accountability and the stewardship side of things. And I'm sure Sion will highlight more of that when he takes the floor. One more thing that came up this past week in our discussion is the search for a new CEO for ICANN, which is also on the agenda. I believe Barack added it later this week, earlier this week. What we're looking at ALAC as well is probably opening up a wiki page where we would come up with bullet points of things that we feel that an ICANN CEO should have. And an interesting suggestion was brought up by Vanda, one of our ALAC colleagues from the Lakralo region. She suggested that maybe we should have two individuals, one that has expertise in government engagement and one that has expertise in international relations and non-profit. And I thought that was quite interesting. That's why I'm bringing it to the floor. So these are things that are currently ongoing in the ALAC discussions are ongoing, and hopefully we'll have something to feed into the meeting in Buenos Aires. Thank you.
Okay, Beran is finished. I don't know if the visa issues for Argentina has been solved for you, Beran. Thank you for this information. If you are connected on the Adobe Connect, the link, please can you send us the link of the group on which you spoke? We would like as RELO, what will be our role for each meeting and for each working group. Are there any questions for Beran? I can see no hands, so we are going to see the recent activities and upcoming activities of the AFRALO members. Do you want to speak about your ALS at the local level? Speak about your activities in your ALS. I can't speak about mine, says Aziz. Abdil Jalil wants to speak. Abdil, you have the floor. Abdil Jalil takes the floor. Okay, good evening, everybody. Okay, good evening. Isaac Chad, our ALS, has organized a capacity building on IPv6 with AFRINIC, and there are information from that we are going to give during those 4 days at the end of June. This is a capacity building for engineers working on networks for access the IPv6 base, all these kinds of things. I'm going to send you the link for this capacity building, so if you are interested, you can participate. And we also are going to participate to the first forum on the internet governance, and if you want to access to all the information, I'm going to send you the link on the chat room also. Thank you. Okay. Thank you very much, Abdel Jalil. I'm very glad to see that Chad is so dynamic with all those activities. I'm going to ask Sylvia to send the link of the wiki showing the AfroLaw activities. Please, Sylvia, can you post the link, because we want each ALS to send the to post the activities on the web page. Okay, Sean, you have the floor.
Thank you, Aziz. Can you hear me?
Yes, Sean, go ahead.
All right, great. This is not necessarily an ALS update, but this is an update in relation to the activities of AfroLaw members within this region. So some of the members of the AfroLaw actually participated in the just concluded Africa Internet Summit, and we participated myself, Aziz, Tijani, participated in different roles within the summit, and you can actually check the agenda to posting the agenda here to actually see some of the activities where we actually featured. One of the things that we did was to also participate in discussing the transition, both the accountability and the CWG transition proposals and reports, and it was good to have met with also it was also an opportunity to meet with people who are interested in joining AfroLaw, and we had a few contacts who actually indicated interest, and also I think I also met with one of the applicants for ISOC Uganda, person of Douglas. So it was quite a very good event. We have good participation at that particular event, and I just felt it should be good to report that to the group. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Sean. Yes, you're right. We spoke about that. It was a very important participation of AfroLaw, because for the first time, AfroLaw was attending the panels of this African summit, AfriLiv, and it was for us something very important, a very important event, because our organization was acknowledged among our community. So it was very important. Thank you very much, Sean. We were speaking about the local activities at each ALS level. Now, if nobody wants to add anything, we are going to move to the item number 4, items for information. Mohamed is not with us to speak about that. Our main subject, you know it, the main subjects are the transition of the stewardship of the IANA function, and the other subject, the topic very important, is the cross-community working group to develop an IANA stewardship transition proposal, and the cross-community working group on ICANN accountability. Tijani is not with us. So, Sean, maybe you can speak about the cross-community working group and about the cross-community on IANA stewardship and on ICANN accountability. Please, Sean, can you tell us where we are about the CWG and the CCWG work? You have the floor. Thank you.
Okay, thank you very much, Aziz. So I will start with the CCWG work. As most of you who may have not been following, AFALO is actually represented on the CCWG by Tijani, and myself, I'm represented on the CWG on the CWG itself for transition. Currently, there has been the initial reports from the CCWG, which was out for public comment, and AFALO was able to also submit a comment, submit a statement of view to that particular public comment. And currently, the public comment is closed, and they will become, the CCWG team will be reviewing those comments and then looking at what to improve on the proposal. Also, the CCWG will be having a meeting, a face-to-face meeting in Buenos, Icon 53, and they also plan to have a face-to-face meeting in July in Paris. The meeting is in order to have a more up-to-date report. At the moment, it is being called a report because that is the term that the CCWG is using. Although it's indeed the content of it is actually a proposal of what accountability mechanism that is being proposed to be implemented pre-transition and post-transition. So there are two phases of implementation of the accountability recommendation, and all those are covered in the mostly the ones that has to do with the first the things that are required pre-transition are all covered in the report. And I'm glad to say that at least our community, our fellow community, was very, very active in participating within that working group. I am also a participant, and I know quite a number of people like Beran and some other people on this call who actually, like Ambarak, who actually also do participate on the CCWG. For the CWG stewardship, we've issued two public comments. We did one in December, and we have just completed the second one. The second one where we actually presented an update draft document version 2 of our proposal, and that proposal, the draft was quite an improved one compared to what we had in December during the first public comment. We received quite a number of comments and responses on the second draft, over 50 responses on the second draft. And I'm also glad to respond to inform that AFALO also submitted a statement. We also commented on the second draft, and I'm sure you may have also seen the comments on the list. At the moment, we have received all the comments. We've reviewed them. CWG have been meeting since the public comment closed, and we've been reviewing the comments and then changing and updating the proposal accordingly. So at the moment, we have I've just pasted the URL to the final draft of the proposal, which is expected to be pasted, which is expected to be sent forwarded to the SO and AC, that is the supporting organization and the advisory councils, for their comments and approval. Mostly, this is going to be the chartering organization for the CWG stewardship. They are the ones that will actually look at it and then provide their comments. However, we also expect that If you have any comments, today is on the current draft of the proposal. Today is the last day, which is it is after today we will forward it to the SOs and ACs for their comment and approval. And there is also going to be opportunity to engage the community at ICAN 53. So if you still have comments at that time, you can see you will still be able to make comments. And after the end of ICAN 53, that we hope, we according to our timeline, we hope to submit to ICG, and then we now hope that we'll be able to meet the September deadline. We're still working with the deadline, and we are positive and hopeful that we'll be able to meet up with it. I think I can stop there and take any question. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Shun. I would now like to thank you for everything that you have done together with Tijani. This is a wonderful job you've done. And both your groups, you have each managed to draft a document which has now been submitted to AFRLO members for their consideration. And it is definitely invaluable work to our members. In each case, I have posted the links to both draft proposals and to both statements. But we are the RALO which has the most contributed with comments out of ALAC's RALOs. That would be Soshen and Tijani. Thank you very much indeed for such hard work. I invite you all to read those comments. And let me tell you that as individuals, we can make statements, not only comment on statements. So you can make comments or draft your own statement. So in any event, I invite you to go read these versions of the documents that I have shared with you. I thank you all for this high level of interest. That we have all been following, because we will together shape the future of ICANN. But these subjects are matters of high importance to which it is paramount that we all continue to contribute. I was just talking about the activities of our ALO. And like I was saying, there is going to be a conference that will last a day and a half. And there has been a consultation at the end of the meeting regarding this important work. We can all debate together. ICANN is following the process. And they have hired a specialist who will come participate at our conference, give us his insight, and work with us all regarding this subject. Now, if anyone would like to take the floor regarding this subject, this is the time to do it. What I would like us to speak of is the participation of African members and of AFRLO at ICANN. AFRLO has so far participated in a very important way. Our contributions have been great. Barack myself and other people of AFALO have participated lately at these important subjects and discussions of the Africa Internet Summit. And to consider the level of our activities and the participation of African members at this activity. So I would like to thank very much the members of AFALO for having participated on behalf and in representation of our RALO as a community. And as Shen was saying, the members of Africa and all Africans have a say in the future of our RALO and of ICANN. Would anyone else like to take the floor? No? So we're going to go on now to discuss our Buenos Aires joint AFALO-AFICANN meeting. We have been working within a small committee on a proposed statement. There are two people who have been designated to participate at the preparation of our joint AFALO-AFICANN meeting. May I remind you that at each ICANN meeting, we organize a joint meeting on Wednesday at 15:30 UTC. At such joint meeting, all African members of ICANN participate and express themselves. So we would like to suggest that for this next joint AFALO-AFICANN meeting, we discuss the following subject, which would be the African viewpoint on the proposal of the Internet future for identifiers. So, if you wish to participate in the preparation of these joint statements that we are to draft, please submit your comments and ideas or contributions you may have so that they will feed into the discussion of this subject, which is of high importance, like I said. So we're going to discuss ICANN accountability and the transition of the AN functions, which will be discussed at the level of the AFALO-AFICANN meeting in Buenos Aires. We have already started to work, like I said. And the people that we have invited for the meeting are ICANN CEO Fadi Shehade, our current ELAC chair, Alan Grimberg, who will come speak to us about the meeting, and then there will be a debate among Africans regarding the different subjects of interest to ICANN, namely the transition and the accountability processes, and the idea is to see whether there is any other ideas or criticism to make during this meeting. Since there are no requests to take the floor at this point, I consider this item to be concluded. So we're going to move on to item number 6 in our agenda. This is related to an email that Barack sent to our staff. And Mohammed has just said that he's going to join us in a minute, because he hasn't received the information he needed. So as soon as he joins us, he will invite to take the floor. Now, as you all know, our current CEO, Fadi Shehade, has already stated that he has no intent of renewing his chair of ICANN, and that after the Marrakesh meeting he will be ending his term. He will not be running for a second term. So on behalf of ALAC, we have been asked as a RALO to give our opinion to ALAC and to submit our proposal to ALAC, who has so been asked by the board, for the next CEO of ICA. So us as a RALO have now a say in the appointment of our next CEO. So I think we should first start by discussing the criteria regarding the personality of the person we would like to follow in this path that has been started by Mr. Shehadeh. And I would very much like to receive proposals from you all regarding these criteria that we should follow in appointing the next candidate. So you are free to take the floor right now. Please do. Mohammed, are you with us yet? So if Mohammed just joined, I'll let him know that we have just started to discuss the criteria that we are to think of and to follow when choosing the next CEO of ICANN. Mohammed, what is your viewpoint regarding this subject?
Remember you.
Hi, yes, I hear you, but please step away from the phone because you are a bit muffled. Hi, Mohammed, are you there? Speaking. So, since Mohammed seems to not be with us, I'd like to know whether Barak, Baran, Shun have a say about this, whether they have anything that they would like to add, whether they have an idea as to this request that the ICANN board has made to us. Barak, are you there? Are you on the English channel? Are you there? I see you connected, but I cannot hear you, he says. This is Kisla speaking. Barak must be on the English channel. As he's speaking. So maybe we should move on to the last item. You already know what was asked at the level of the criteria that I can... Yes, Barak, do you wish to take the floor? I think... Oh, your mic is not working. He says he speaks,
hello,
and no one hears it.
Hi, I'm Muhammad in the English channel. I think Aziz was requesting for me to provide an input.
Yes, but
hello?
Is this Muhammad?
Yes, Muhammad speaking, yes.
Oh, wonderful. Good, I hear you now, so go ahead and I'll translate.
Hello Aziz, hello everyone. And please accept my apology for joining late the conference call. I had another back-to-back call for RCG chairs. Aziz, I suspect you need me to provide a feedback on the ICG, or you can request me to provide any clarification that you would like.
Can you please repeat, Mohammed? Aziz is having trouble with his audio.
Now, I'm asking Aziz what update he want me to provide. I can provide the ICG update or any specific update he would like me to provide to the call.
Aziz speaking. Yes, I would like him to speak of the ICG's update, and at the same time I had asked to hear about his advice regarding the profile and the criteria that AfroLo should suggest for the appointment of or the designation of the next ICANN CEO.
Okay. Okay. Thank you very much, Aziz. I will start with the ICG update, and again, my apology for being late. Currently, the ICG chairs has extensive conference calls, and actually, I finished just one recently, just shortly. There's a coordination now between the ICG and the CWG and the CCWG to provide. Feedback regarding the time frame they think they can complete the transition. So ICG has requested the operational community to provide the feedback for the transition, and also asked ICANN as well to provide feedback about the time frame it will take them to implement the transition. And currently as well, ICG is reviewing the CWG work and hopefully the finalization of the proposal so it could be formally reviewed. So that's for the ICG. for the ICANN president criteria, awareness and awareness about the different, cultural and geopolitical sensitivity that's required from ICANN CEO. I think the CEO is international exposure experience that may be required. So it doesn't need to look like it's it just focuses in the U.S. That is very important. Maybe focusing the international exposure and knowing the developing countries in Africa as well, maybe that's important. I think also a good solid background on building organizations and structures and growing up and scaling organizations is also important. ICANN is expanding very, very fast, and with the transition, it will have more roles and responsibilities. So I think that's as well from my side as a second requirement. Thank you.
Hello?
Oui, merci beaucoup.
Hello?
Effectivement, ce sont des points qui sont tout à fait importants. Mohamed, je vous remercie donc de toutes ces contributions qui sont vraiment importantes. And I'm sorry, I was repeating in French, I just realized. Thank you for these important ideas and these important contributions, which indeed are to be considered when appointing our next CEO. They are important for the participation of Apollo at the discussion. And I think we should all welcome the possibility of contributing with our opinion when it comes to this discussion and these criteria. I remember at the first ICANN meeting, there were 450 people. Now there are 2,300 people.
Hello.
So ICANN will inevitably have a new configuration, a new structure, and there will be new powers at stake here. So do not hesitate to contribute if you have an idea regarding this criteria. Are there any contributions at this point? I think Barak cannot be heard, and he has just written on the chat.
Hello.
Yes, I'm sorry, I hear you, but I cannot hear everyone at the same time. He has written something about private procedures. I'm sorry, I missed a part of what he said.
Okay.
Regarding
Thank
the
you. Ability this is
and the capacity. I'm sorry, Barak, but as he is speaking right now, please send him a message to ask for the floor. I cannot interpret and answer to you at the same time.
Oh, okay.
Yes, Barak, you now have the floor. I have just talked to Aziz, so go ahead.
Thank you. I think for the CEO, we need to consider someone with a track record in the non-profit sector, especially when it comes to managing projects that affect the livelihoods of people in marginalized areas. So I know previously we have looked at leaders with business knowledge, but I think we need to look at leaders with a development track record. And people preferably with an experience in the public-private sector as well as a bit of academia to be able to manage the complexities of the institution, especially now that we are going through a transition which will require new thinking to make sure that parts of the world that really do not have access to the internet are able to access the internet. So that's what I can propose for now. I think the process should consider, we should use a process almost similar to the one used to select the UN Secretary General, someone with all-round knowledge. Thank you. That's all from me.
Thank you. Thank you very much. I would like us to elaborate, like, some guide, not a statement, but to be able to provide the guide as a back fellow. So maybe, Barak, it would be useful if you could sum up what has been discussed at this meeting. I could sum up what Mohammed said.
Okay, that's fine.
And I think we should consider all these aspects, taking into account this cultural implication that Mohammed was talking about, that it shouldn't be someone who just focuses on North America, that it should be someone that knows the developing countries and the developing world. And then Shen added some comments on the chat. So, could I ask you to draft a small summary, a short summary in a few words, and to send it on Afrolo's mailing list so that maybe on the basis of that summary we could trigger a discussion on the subject through the mailing list? Sorry, he's expecting an answer, Barak.
Okay, that's okay. I'll take a nap.
Great. Okay, as he's speaking. So we have two more items. There was an item that was added yesterday regarding... Excuse me. I'm sorry. The meeting of Railo Secretariat, and then there was another item, which is the new format for the Afrolo discussion statement. This is a suggestion that was actually put forward by Naralu after a discussion within the Railo. So they criticized the fact that Railos are not very disciplined when it comes to updating the reports, the monthly reports. In order for everyone to be up to date regarding the decisions that are reached. So there is now a new format for Railo's reports, and these guidelines have been published. So I would like to know what your point of view is regarding this new format, and then I will ask Silvia or someone else from staff to explain to us what the proposal of Naralu was. So if Silvia can do that, I think it would be much easier for Secretariat to follow those guidelines and to draft their report, knowing what those guidelines are. So all that information is available online. Are there now any contributions to be made regarding this point, regarding the information that's published, or can we move on to the following item? So, then, in the absence of comments, we are going to add an action item, which is to send on the mailing list what this proposal is, so that the members of our Railo can contribute with their advice regarding this new format that is to be followed, when reporting the different ALSS activities. Now, moving on to the next item of the agenda, we will discuss the new ALS application. It was just yesterday that we received the due diligence for ISOC Uganda. Barak, could you say anything about that ALS? Can we adapt it to this day? Can we perhaps send our opinion regarding Uganda tomorrow? You have the floor. Barak, you have the floor. Okay, as he's speaking, we received the due diligence. There were links that were not working. We can give our approval, but we have to correct the link. I'm going to ask staff to check again, please. We don't want to have the same problem we had with the last ALS on which we gave our approval, and afterward, when it was sent to ALAC, the link was hijacked, and everybody got really nervous about this ALS. So please, before you send your approval for this ALS, I'd like to check all the links to see if they are working well before sending our approval. I'm asking the staff, is it possible to do that, or do we have to do that?
Yes. Hello?
Yes, who is speaking?
This is Barak.
Okay, Barak, I'm going to tell Aziz that you are going to speak. Just a second. Barak, go ahead.
Okay, thank you, Aziz. We will check the DD form from ICOC Uganda just to make sure that all the links are working. I think the first document that was sent seems to work fine from Firefox, but not Google Chrome. But we will check them according to the email that Natalie sent. It was tested on both Chrome and Firefox, and it was working fine. But before we send it to ELAC, we are going to check that all the links are working, and then we forward it to ELAC. But so far, we have received positive comments from the mailing list regarding the application by ICOC Uganda.
Okay, Aziz.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank you, but there was a link I tried yesterday evening, and it didn't work. I think Natalie checked it and corrected it. Celia, do you want to speak?
Hello, yes. This is Celia Vivanco. Just to confirm that we will make sure that all the links are properly working fine. So, Barak, if you can just let us know as soon as possible. Normally, there are no problems. What happened before was one isolated case, but of course, staff is ready to support you, making sure that all the links are properly working. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Sylvia. So I consider that AFRALO is
giving its approval to Isaac Uganda, and Barack is going to send Natalie our approval, the approval for from Afralo. It is okay, no? This is it. This is what we said. Thank you. If it is the case, Barack is confirming that he's going to send the RALO approval. So I think we are finished. Are there any other item? I'd like to ask, Shen, did you receive your visa? Beran, are you going to be in Buenos Aires? Did you solve your visa problem? Shen, are you still with us? And did you solve your visa problem? Not yet. Okay. And it is a problem. So I hope that Shen and Beran will be able to come to Buenos Aires. There is this visa problem. It is a problem that we had before. I really regret to hear that you have this problem again. Thank you, everybody, for your help. Thank you for the interview.